It's David, and we're going to hear for your tip of the day. And we thought we'd chat really quickly about metabolic health.
Metabolic health.
So, one of the biggest things about metabolic health, the biggest risk factor is abdominal fat, is excess visceral fat. And even one of the examples that I heard in a podcast this morning was about a guy who had started reducing his visceral fat with the matured hops bitter extract, and he stopped peeing lots overnight. Now, he's a doctor, and he knew that the reason why he was peeing lots was because he's got an enlarged prostate. So he thought, how is this helping me not pee as much overnight if I have an enlarged prostate? So he did some research. Guess what? The
How
prostate,
long did that take?
I think he said about 6 weeks.
Okay.
So he noticed
So,
other things initially, and he hadn't
is
particularly.
enlarged prostate inflammation
Absolutely. It's an inflamed prostate.
or is it things
No, no, no,
pressing?
no, no.
Is it things pressing on it?
It's
Like
an
more
enlarged
weight?
prostate. 50% of men over the age of 50 have an enlarged prostate. And when we have abdominal visceral fat,
Pushes
which,
on it.
well, no. This is what he learned. The prostate itself can end up with its own visceral fat around it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really?
So I didn't know that.
I didn't know
So
that either.
isn't this fun? So basically, a lot of organs not only have the vagus nerve around it, but a lot of organs have their own microbiome around them, and they can also build up their own visceral fat around them, which can be metabolically active, which means it increases a whole bunch of inflammatory hormones and cytokines, which means you've got this pressure on the organ all the time.
Right, so that's a metabolic condition. Let's look at that from the more psychological counseling
Oh,
side.
okay. So an inflamed brain,
No, but whatever it is, you've got that situation where we've got too much
too
fat,
much tummy
visceral
fat.
fat.
So too much.
No, can I go first?
Okay. Yeah.
So with the studies they did on the ACE adverse childhood experiences,
Yes.
they found that the first people they started working with were people with weight issues,
Yes.
either too much or anorexia and the other bulimia.
Yes.
And they found that those people, and most of them were women, were had childhood trauma and often sexual abuse.
Yes.
So here we've got, so what happens when things like that happen? The whole metabolic health of our hormones may be permanently suppressed,
Right.
right? So because the thing about trauma, childhood trauma, this and that, we might often do the healthy activities and eat the healthy foods that actually can bring that into balance,
Yes.
and people don't know. So just say if you take a kid with ADHD, he might get bullied a lot, gets treated like an idiot at home because he can't do it everything.
Yeah.
So what will his serotonin levels be like? They'll be dumped.
Yeah.
And so then serotonin levels are down. What happens? Anxiety.
Yeah.
And then the thing about the, especially in the psychological, because Madonna does the whole body, just dealing with the brain parts, is that when the bad ones go down, they all go down together as a
When the
rule.
good ones go down.
When the good ones go
Yeah.
down, the bad ones come up.
Yeah.
And when the bad ones, like for example, if you can get a lift in serotonin, it might lift up your dopamine and oxytocin because people start being friendlier.
Yeah.
So you do more positive social things. You might get a hug, so there's the oxytocin. You might get, oh, you're cool. There goes the serotonin and dopamine. And so these ones go up, these ones go down. And when you look at them all, there's about 20 major hormonal neuroreceptors. And when, if so, just say someone with ADHD has a dopamine problem,
Yes.
right? So either something doesn't work in it, whether because neurons have two things. One thing is that something fits in it to make it work, but the other thing is something blocks it so it doesn't work.
That's right.
One's called an antagonist, one's called a blocker. So one causes it to work, the other one blocks it.
Yes.
So sometimes people with problems with dopamine, it's all blocked up, it's clogged. That's the
Yes.
problem they have.
Yes.
But so people with ADHD, the reason the boys want to play sport all the time is they can focus then, and then the dopamine starts working a bit better.
Yeah.
So if you can get some of the positive hormones up, like GABA, and you can take either improve your diet, do social activities, or take herbal supplements.
Yes.
And then, so if you don't have enough serotonin, you can take precursors of serotonin like
5-HTP,
five.
magnesium, manganese,
There's a
SAMe,
and
lots of
then
stuff.
If you,
Tryptophan.
and so if you can get one or two of them up, you'll pull the others up with them, the
Yeah.
feel-good hormone.
Yes.
And just like if the ones are pulling down, you can work on them with supplements, diet, this sort of
Yes.
thing, and stop reducing too much
Yes.
cortisol,
And that's
adrenaline.
sort of why I'm
But
loving.
they're like this in the groups because there's like
Yeah.
20 of them. And these five go up, these five go down. You go, oh, glutamate's another one, negative one with too much.
But so if we have too much glutamate, we end up with an excitatory, too much excitatory stuff going on in the brain, so you can't calm the farm.
Whereas serotonin converts to
It's calming
serotonin.
and nurturing.
Serotonin converts to
Melatonin.
melatonin, which helps you relax and sleep.
Yeah. And that's why I'm particularly loving the matured hops bitter extract, especially the more the doctors are using it in the States and they're talking about. In fact, if I remember, tell me if I haven't done it, but I'll try to put a three-piece little chat that some doctors did in the last couple of days about what they've been seeing with
On
their
this particular thing,
clients.
there's I looked at the studies. There's published studies on
Oh, lots of them.
PubMed and that sort of thing on the mainstream article base.
Absolutely. And what they've been finding is because everybody is different. So it depends why we've laid down fat as to how long things are going to shift. So
Which
if
goes
over
back
if
to there might be a psychological thing. People
absolutely.
are eating for comfort,
Yeah. And
which
if
releases serotonin.
but that's the nice thing about this, it sort of bypasses that while you're sorting stuff out because you get that 9 hours of thermogenesis every time you take it anyway, regardless. So people's are having improved things like blood pressure, their blood sugar, their hunger, their cravings. You know, they're finding that their bowels are
Interesting.
balancing. They might be peeing more, but we need to drink about 40 mils of purified water per kilo of body weight because the two main ways we release fat are peeing and breathing. So
Yes,
people who breathe in that upper third of the
interesting
lungs,
how our fats removed through breathing.
yeah.
85%.
So we'll put David's link up today for the matured hops bitter extract. So if you want to support David, you know, and you're keen, give it a go. But it's really interesting because basically by creating this thermogenesis, it's stimulating the vagus nerve, and the vagus nerve is controlling a lot of the neurotransmitters you mentioned.
Well, it's sort of connected to, it wraps around
It
everything,
does.
all the way
So,
down, all the way down to your
and because of the
stomach.
thermogenesis to do with fat, the neurotransmitters and nerves are 85 to 95% fat by weight. So when you've got that thermogenesis going for 9 hours, your body is going, what am I going to do with this fat? And it will look at the hierarchy of what we need in the body and decide what we need. So potentially, this must be why people are seeing improvements in so many things, because our brain is 60% fat, our nerves are 85, 95% fat, our neurotransmitters are 90, 95% fat. So it's very exciting.
Yeah, that's interesting that because often, you know, a lot of those things have got things that, you know, if you can get the underlying counseling things, you know, because we're often overeating out of fear and out of shame and all sorts of things like what's motivating, you know, because I've been a big sugar eater until I had the heart attack and I'm, you know, lucky I learned before the heart attack how to do all this, so now whack, I can turn it all
I
on.
know Jay and I often, you know, joke that we need a good cancer or intolerance or something to stop us eating crap.
Carl Jung said it. He said, often it takes hitting the wall and smashing completely before someone will make a significant change.
Yeah. And that's what Tony Robbins said as well. You need enough pain or punishment before your body will bother changing
He
for the
even said
positive.
he said more than that. He said, hit the wall before someone will rely on a higher power.
Yeah, right.
Carl Jung was saying.
We need our higher power more than ever.
Well, I suppose so. I mean, he said that. Carl Jung said that even if the devil isn't real, it's an archetype that affects things,
Yes.
right? Because people are, you know, some people worship the devil even if it's not real. So same with God. And he goes, if God isn't real, we would have invented it anyway because we need the archetype,
Right.
right? We
Interesting.
need the higher power archetype. And the people who use it get incredible effects whether it's real or not.
Yes.
Isn't that
Yeah.
interesting?
So I might put a little bit of a blurb down below about what the mature hops bitter extract with the sort of effects we've seen so far with my clients, and I'll pop the doctor's chat in there as well if anyone wants to have a listen to those. Very, very cool.
Right, and if anyone needs any deeper work to
Oh,
get believe,
give
come and
David a
see.
call. Yeah.
We can do some listening and get some strategies and some goal setting,
Beautiful.
and sometimes just hearing.
Yeah. Hearing. Yeah, come hearing.
Hearing and reflecting. Come.
Come hither. Come hither. Yeah. Awesome. Okay, everyone, metabolic health.
Yeah,
Look
health.
after yourselves. Let's make Australia healthy again.
All right, let's go.
Bye.